Welcome back to our channel, K-Drama Junkies. That's not the title, but you know what? Sounds good, right? Can we change it? Nah, it's okay. Today we're reviewing the latest, greatest K-Drama sensation from last year, but we're kind of lazy. We're talking about Pachinko, and let me tell you, this show is going to have you hooked up from the beginning of the first episode until the end, right? I don't know, I didn't concentrate too much. What? Yeah, I was hypnotized by the main character, Min Hang Kim. That's why I bought the book, and so I can concentrate on the reading, and not on Min Hang Kim beauty. And by the way, if you're watching, I am addicted to video games, but I promise to watch all of your shows and buy your CDs to support your career because you're very beautiful. Okay, she got the idea, and I don't believe she's watching. And yes, the show left us waiting and wanting so much, so we end up buying the book and renting this one because we thought it was two different books, and nope, it's just one. And that's right, I'm not gonna wait on you, Apple TV, for your next 4 or 8 seasons because you still don't know what you're gonna do. Let's spoil the ending. We haven't even read it yet. Oh, but you know what? We should read it and then come up with the... Yeah, it's gonna be confusing. Do you think? Yeah. So we're gonna read it? Yes? Okay, so let's read it and come back. A few days later. Wow. What do you think? I knew it was going to be sad, but at the same time, I felt that the book had a good ending. You know what? I agree with you, although the TV show was way sadder. But anyway, Pachinko is the story of a Korean family spanning of 4 generations. And yes, there are a lot of people saying out there it's actually 3 generations, but the first chapter is in 1910, and it tells the story of Sunja's mother, who, by the way, Sunja is the main character, and the world's most beautiful girl. Yeah, but, okay, let me continue. And still that story, so in my take, it's 4 generations, although they just dedicate 1 chapter to Sunja's mother. But it's actually the journey of Sunja that learns to embrace her Korean heritage and find her place in the world, because this happened after Japan invaded Korea, and most of Korean people end up moving to Japan, and this brings a lot of issues because they didn't have the citizenship nor of Korea and Japan, and they are like stuck in limbo. So you need to know a story before reading the book and see the TV show. In a way, yes, because it's not like black and white in the book. They just mention a couple of things here and there, but it would be nice in my perspective if you know a little bit of the story previous World War II. So now the show is very good, and the novel, same, the adaptation is nothing short of amazing. Both TV show and book are a roller coaster of emotions that takes the viewers on a journey through history, culture, love, and betrayal. And it's spectacular, this story of Korean immigrants in Japan and the struggles they face to survive. Well, the book is more like a linear story from, like I said, 1910 until 1982. The TV show goes back and forth in time, telling you different stories from different characters. Like, I would say, like The Godfather 2. They tell you the story of Michael Corleone and then his father, Vito Corleone, and go back and forward. But here is only kimchi, not cannoli. Yes. And it's full of themes like moving on, let the path go, or bullying, racism, suicide, even LGBTQ. But you know what? In the TV show, I don't believe it's mentioning now, only in the book. Yes, but again, something that is very interesting from the TV show is that they dare to touch some things that were not covered in the book, like the Confucius chapter 7 or episode 7. Thank you. Yes, episode 7 is not in the book, tells the story of Hansu, which in a way, from my perspective, is Sonja's love from first love, yeah. And this episode 7 is not in the book, but if this is what they are planning to do in the next, I don't know, 4 seasons, I am very excited about it because they are exploring the characters more deeper and really, really makes me appreciate it. A good example is also the story of Solomon and Hannah. That story is like very, very superficial in the book. Really? Well, yeah, I mean, if you go to the TV show, it's very deep. Like, oh, wow. He really loved her. Not like in the book, like, yeah, he loved her. Okay. And that's the thing about the story. The book concentrates more in Sonja, and of course, little by little, these other characters get introduced, but everything is around Sonja and, of course, the Pachinko machine. And talking about pachinko machine, if you don't know what that is, they explain it in the book very well. In the TV show, that was like superficial. Once you get to know the characters in the book, you understand that everything is going around the pachinko machine. You're thinking about like a casino, and they fix the machine so people can put more money and hope to win. And of course, with the money that they're making with these machines, it's like they are sending their son to college, or they are making the family survive by, making money. So that is what's very nice in the book. In the TV show, like, yeah, okay, Musasu has a pachinko parlor and he's working there, and that's it. Yeah, so I really hope in the next season they go more deeper. Exactly, because that's the name of the show, Pachinko. Totally right. I really like the end of the last episode in the TV show, the story of the real people. Yes, that was like very touching, really heartbreaking. If you have not seen it, they brought this Korean woman living in Japan, and I guess the best word to say is they're living in limbo. They still are struggling to deal to this day. I think so. Yeah, they cannot go back to Korea because they will not be welcome over there, especially with the whole division in North and South. I mean, it's very, very sad. And they express how they had to do whatever they can to survive. Their very resilience and their determination was very inspiring. Yeah, they endure. Amen. Now, the cinematography is breathtaking. The attention to detail, the set of the design, the costume really transports you back to the streets of Japan like a century ago, or the beautiful rural area of Korea. You are going to feel like being in the streets of Osaka. The characters are so well acted. Every actor and actress in this show did an amazing job. We really want to try the kimchi. Yes, we. I mean, that place that we were a couple of months ago, they sell kimchi, but we didn't try it. No. We should go back. Yeah, next week, not next week. But you know what? Let's talk for a moment about the romance, because the love story in Pachinko is amazing, heart-wrenching, all at once, so worthy. You will find yourself rooting for these couples. It doesn't matter where, the book or the TV show, it's like you want them to overcome every obstacle they have on their way. Yeah. And the opening was very cool. The opening was amazing. Can we do like a edition like we dancing or something like that? Well, if they don't have copyrights, we can do something about it. And it's very upsetting also that during the Emmys they only what they didn't get nominated because of the language thing. That really shows you the hypocrisy of these Hollywood people. Like they go on the Oscars saying, oh, we're gonna not nominate movies that don't have these things, and then on the Emmys, oh, we don't care about that. So it's really upsetting, especially in this era that we're living. I mean, it's from Apple TV. If you tell me, oh, it's a Korean TV show, no, come on, it's from American company. It's just why? Because it doesn't. They talk in English. They yes, someone great cat. I was gonna say great acting. He's in a lot of trouble right now. Well, you know what? Let's see what's gonna happen. We should edit this part. I think so. Overall, Pachinko is a stunning show that will leave you on the edge of your seat, or gasping for the tissues while reading the book, and you're gonna love it. Even after the credits roll, either you're a fan of history dramas or family sagas, this story is very, very well. It's a much watch, much read. In fact, after we, it really affected us. Yeah, we finished the story, the TV show, a couple of days ago. No, a couple of weeks. A couple of weeks ago, and we're still talking about it. We're also reading the book, and it's very heartbreaking and beautiful story, very well written by, I forgot her name. You're looking at he's looking. Okay, well, yeah, I wasn't. Min Jin Lee. So what else? I guess that's. Are we gonna do the song? Are we gonna do the song? It has copyright? Oh, but you can sing. I can sing. Yeah. All right. So let us know what you think, and let's do this video. Yay!
One, two. When I think all the worries that people seems to find, and what here. And how they're in a hurry to complicate their minds, chasing after money and dreams that they come true. I'm glad that we're different, with better things to do. When others plan their future, I'm busy loving you. One, two, three, four. Sha la 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 la, live on today. Yeah, 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 sha la.
No.
Sha la 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 la, live on today. Sha la 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 la, live on today. When I ever.
I don't know.
Sha la 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 la.
Oh, the way the cool part.
Give me some loving. Give me some loving.
Whatever, okay? Copyright. Yeah, right.